Enrolling in an Indianapolis public school, be it IPS or charter, can be tricky. Students applying to an IPS magnet school have a different enrollment process based on whether they are new or returning to the district. Some charters require in-person applications, while others allow online submissions. The deadlines for all public schools in the city are not the same.
It's almost like if you think about applying for college, trying to navigate kind of different deadlines and applications, that's what it looks like for parents now in Indy.
Caitlin Hannon is the executive director of Teach Plus in Indianapolis, which commissioned a study of the enrollment process for IPS and the various charter schools and their authorizers. In their report, the Institute for Innovation in Public School Choice says the IPS enrollment system and efforts by the city and local nonprofits to promote school options still leave parents and others confused. The Institute recommends that the city consider a so-called common enrollment. So rather than apply for multiple schools, a parent could fill out one application and rank their preference.
So if your first choice is an IPS school and your second choice is a charter school and your third choice is another charter school, that's fine. And then all of those would go into a lottery process where an algorithm is built and people are given their preferences by the way that they've listed them and based on the requirements of each individual school.
Two public meetings will be held in June to discuss school enrollment. For 90.1 WFYI News, I'm Eric Weddle.